Rumble, the Mumble, and She Who Needs to Be Humbled. Back to the fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, we are always happy every chance we get an opportunity to talk to the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz is back on the phone. Welcome back, Coach.
Good morning.
Good to be here. You guys are fired up. That's good.
Absolutely.
Exciting week.
We're ready to go. Put us in, and you'll lose by 100.
Well, we're trying to avoid that.
I have eligibility left.
Yeah, I know. You know, well, the good news is it doesn't look like there's any three-hour tornado delays on Saturday. The bad news, 95 degrees for the high. Oh, boy. That sounds too hot to play football.
I'll tell you, we had a really hot preseason, especially that last week. So I'm not sure that's a thing you ever get used to. Nobody really looks forward to that. And we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, last time we were there, it was maybe the most unusual circumstance we've ever played a game in, certainly. And, you know, hopefully it won't be that dramatic this time. But, yeah, he can't do much about it.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of drama, I mean, here we are. I mean, I grew up a kid in the 80s. You know, the Iowa-Iowa State game, it was something we looked forward to, but it was a blowout every year. It just was.
Mm-hmm.
But it hadn't been for a long time. And now here we are, number 9 and number 10 in the country. I always heard that Iowa was too small of a state. Obviously, you recruit outside of the state, but are you surprised that you got two programs here in the state of Iowa that are at such a high level right now?
Well, first of all, I just want to say my memory goes back a little further than yours. I got here in 1981, and we traveled over there, and we were greeted very rudely with a pretty convincing loss after beating Nebraska the week before. So
I remember that. Yeah.
That was number two for them. Then they won the next year to make it three in a row, and that was, you know, a huge deal. And then for whatever reason, the series kind of got one-sided, but you know, the last 20-plus years I've been back here, it's been nothing but competitive and tough each and every time you go out. And you know, yeah, to your point, I think that's one of the great stories about this whole thing. I think it's a remarkable story if you think about a state of 3 million-plus having two Division I Power 5 conference teams that are ranked, and then you throw in you and I and then all the good Division II and III programs in our state. It's really kind of hard to imagine. I can't imagine it's ever been done anywhere of a state this size. So that's a really great thing for our state, and it's good for football in the state. And I think a lot of it starts with just the quality of the high school programs that we have, whether it's in the bigger communities or the smaller ones. You know, just a lot of really good players playing, and more importantly, a lot of good people working with those players.
Yeah, I've read, obviously, and heard you talk about Coach Campbell. You obviously have a lot of respect for him. And it's funny because now this last year or so, year or two, where, you know, it seems every other week someone wants to offer him a job.
Mm-hmm.
And we all remember when that was you. When, oh my God, he's leaving. Every 5 minutes.
Yes.
Never got the idea you liked that period of your life that much. Was that?
Yeah. Well, yeah? I haven't been the pretty girl at the dance for a while now, so that's okay. And, you know, it's an interesting topic in that I always found it entertaining a little bit that, you know, quote-unquote experts thought they knew what was best for you. And I think that's, you know, everybody in life goes through, you know, you have decisions to make and choices to make as you go along. And I think, you know, if you're grounded and you have a pretty firm idea of what's important to you, I think it makes it easier to make those decisions. So Coach Campbell's done just fine. And yeah, I'll try to get somebody to give him a job, too. I'll see what we can do. Get him out there. They've done a great job of that program, certainly. And it didn't take long, but they've built a real solid foundation. And watch them on tape and just watch everything they do. They do it first class, and they just are – it's no fluke that they've had the success they've had. They've earned it, and they've earned it on the field.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As you know, as things are, you know, coming around and changing, and you got the fans back, you know, last week they were selling alcohol for the first time in the stadiums. Could you tell? Was there a difference with the energy?
Well, I don't know if it was the alcohol or the COVID, but, you know, just the pandemic was such a surreal experience for all of us. And if I never hear that can noise, that fake crowd noise again in my life, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah. Just to have the actual energy back is
it was so
nice.
Obnoxious, yeah. So, and I don't know if the alcohol sales made a difference, but yeah, the crowd was great. Unfortunately, this week, it's a little different story. It'll be great again, except for the other team, so it makes it one more challenge for us. But our sports information director, Steve Rowe, made the comment before the press conference 2 days ago that there were no arrests, so I guess that's a good thing.
That is surprising.
I had to laugh, though, at your press conference, because you do make me laugh. I don't think people think you're funny. I always think you're funny. But at your press conference, I heard you get that in there, that you had more fumbles than there were arrests, because I know the fumbles really took you off.
I'm hoping this week it's the other way around. Although I don't want to see people get arrested, but I definitely don't want to see us fumble.
Right. All right, we're on the phone with Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz. Kurt has a joke he wants to share with you, coach.
Yeah, I mean, Iowa State, there's always great jokes. I'm sure you've never heard any of these because, I mean, why would you?
But what's the difference between a Big 12 championship trophy in Ames and Bigfoot?
What?
Bigfoot has been spotted.
We agree with you.
Make sure that joke is attributed to K-U-R-T, not K-I-R-K.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Oh, that's great. Well, you know, before we let you go, Coach, on a more serious note here, of course, this game's being played Saturday on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Of course, the game was canceled that year. So what are your thoughts on playing this game on that important anniversary?
Yeah, that's kind of surreal as well. And I remember talking to Dan McCartney a couple times during the week that year. When it first took place, that was a Tuesday morning, I believe. And the video coordinator Matt Engelbert called me over to his office, and I remember standing there watching part of it on live TV. It was impossible to comprehend what was going on. It was also impossible to comprehend how it was going to change all of our lives. And you know, it's interesting for those of us who are a little bit older. You know, we've witnessed that. We know what it was like pre that, you know, tragic event, and then post. And yeah, the people that we work with, the kids we're coaching, most of them were infants or not even born at that time. So I think we all have a little different perspective maybe than the players in the game. But nonetheless, it was just an unbelievable occurrence and event. And, you know, when we played in the Pinstripe Bowl a couple years ago, that made the trip all worthwhile to go to the memorial. That was just a very moving thing and a great experience for all of our players. I wish I don't want to play in the Pinstripe Bowl every year, but I almost wish we could take the team back there on an annual basis to just kind of educate them a little bit and give them an appreciation for what a historic event that was for our country.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Coach, on Saturday, of course, from us Hawkeye fans especially. We always appreciate you giving us a little time. Know you obviously have a busy schedule, but good luck not only Saturday but on the rest of the season, and great talking to you again.
Well, I appreciate that, and again, it's a great, great thing for our entire state. So it ought to be an outstanding game. You get two really good football teams, and I know it's going to be a great environment. It always is. So it'll be, you know, it's what college football makes it. That's what makes it all fun, and certainly more fun if we don't turn the ball over. So we'll see how that goes.
One more time.
Hope our players are listening.
I hope your players are listening too.
It's like we're in the locker room.
Head coach Kirk Ferentz of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Still waiting to glow up.
All morning.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.